discovers beautiful and stone. Unlock my body and move myself to dance in the warm liquid flowing, glowing glass. Classical music blasting, mass ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands.
This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Sorry I'm a little late. And, this is my last radio show ever, I suppose. I was thinking about it. I think I've had a tummy ache at least for half of the radio shows I've done. I don't know if that's a relevant statistic, but deeply reflective space and time I am in, and I hope the world is in right now. Looking at a pretty vast playlist in front of me, and I can't really decide what to say, what I want to leave with. And I'm honestly not really that upset or sad that this is, you know, the last radio show that I'm gonna do, even though radio has meant so much to me. This space has meant so much to me. But, you know, it served its purpose in my life, perhaps. And I'll always be able to share music with people, not just here, and not exclusively in odd hours of the evening. I don't know where to begin today, you know? Today's episode is called Finality, and, you know, every time I've been having to say goodbye recently, I just tell people, like, oh, well, goodbyes are fake, because they are, because the only thing that separates you from the people that, you know, are no longer with you, or, you know, you just don't see them anymore, but you used to be best friends, and, you know, you had so many good times and memories together. I don't know, the only thing separating you from them, sure, is like, you know, physical distance, but like separating you from that moment is time. And if you don't really operate with time as like a factor that you're too concerned about, I'm really trying to, you know, yes, I'm mortal and all of that stuff, but I don't have to focus on that if that's kind of just, you know, a fact of life. But yeah, I'm, you know, to do anything right now, to do literally anything right now, beyond food, water, shelter. What a gift. And also just what is the meaning of all of it? I should keep playing music because the words I'm gonna find this evening are inherently swayed by reality. The fact that today has been imperfect, the fact that the world is imperfect, and that, I don't know, there have just been so many other moments in this space that, not that this one isn't beautiful and expansive, but, you know, I'm not going to try to make today anything other than what it is, which is, you know, in the middle of a very distressing time. So kind of a song that, you know, taps into the irony of that, or, you know, today is so awesome. Psych! I'm gonna play it today by the Smashing Pumpkins. We'll be right back. That song, I listened to it a lot my junior year fall. And it's a song that makes me feel like something's about to happen. And the first song I played, which wasn't, you know, the first in my playlist, Shane by Liz Phair, You Gotta Have Fear in Your Heart on a loop. I don't know. I'm a very anxious person. Which is a logical reaction to the world, I think, and the world I've lived in. I don't know. Trying to frame nervousness as, you know, a sort of compass that points me to, like, what I care about and, what matters to me and, you know, what kind of internal spaces I need to open up, insecurities I need to make room for. But wondering all the time about, like, what does it actually mean to have fear in your heart? Or, like, what? I don't know. A lot of thoughts, but no theses, nothing to answer with. Anyways, just wanted to throw that open-ended thought out there. And let me think about what I want to follow that up with. Well, I guess on the note of fear and everything being terrifying, gonna play a song called Waves of Fear. Hope you enjoy.
Afraid to use the phone, I'm too afraid to put the light on. I'm so afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word, crazy with sweat, spittle on my jaw. What's that funny noise? What's that on the floor? Waves of fear pulsing with death. I curse at my tremors. I jump at my own step. I cringe at my terror. I hate my own smell. I know where I must be. I must be in hell. Thank you.
I think that song's particularly volatile, maybe. I'm going to find... PSA right now, which I don't know by heart, but I should. Numbers to think about, PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. I don't know. Jail. Not a good place to be. Pardon the bump. I'm gonna switch the vibe a little bit, I think. I'm trying to play songs that matter to me this year. So much mattered to me this year, but also really calling into question what does it mean to construct meaning? I have no sophisticated thoughts about it, but like, I don't know, what does anything mean? And like, is meaning necessary for feeling, comprehension, internalization? I don't know. This is Water Baby by Sneaker Pimps.
Your heart is served cold. Your sights are set in perfect stone. And when you go alone. And when you stand, you're on your own. I wash the streets from your skin when you come.
Trees from temples, lace upon to see how we
Just listen to a lot of songs. Water Baby by the Sneaker Pimps. Green to Me by Hum. Wolf by Veruca Salt. Awu. Black Star by Radiohead. And all of those songs were really important to me at one point in time. Maybe not Green to Me by Hum, but you know, I think it speaks to a particular. You know, everything's okay because, well, that's so not true. It's all green to me. It's all green to me. It's all part of everything. Black Star, I don't know what it is, but apparently it's like, you know, adjacent to black hole theory, but it holds, like, you know, darkness and light, or, you know, it serves to maintain some sort of cosmic balance. So yeah, very grateful for the black stars in life. David Bowie also has a really good song, Black Star. It was like his last, I don't know if it was like post-mortem release, but profound stuff. And yeah, I guess to close out the evening, I have some shorter songs. Close out the radio show career, honestly. And I'm going to play a song that was kind of sampled in a movie I saw recently, but also I listen to it all the time in the fall of freshman year. It's called Surrender. Which I think is an awesome word. I think in the context of acceptance and stuff, powerful, powerful term. But yeah, anyways, this is Surrender. I'm not afraid to All right, well, maybe it's a bit premature, but I wanted to have some last words on the radio. I don't have many profound thoughts, or any profound thoughts. Well, I think I did just want to wish all listeners a strength and bravery, and congratulations for being wherever you are in life. And I hope that you can lead, you know, with your heart, and let your heart cushion the things that you go through in life. I don't know that, you know, moments when your heart breaks, it's not, you know, destroyed. Maybe it's like breaking open or something, and, you know, you're entering a new phase of your life with this new emotional plane to navigate. So just wishing in perpetuity, just everyone the space and time to navigate their emotions with music or without. I personally love having a soundtrack to my experience. And thank you for listening to what I've been choosing to navigate the world with, sonically. This has been huge. And all the moments that I had in this space before today still exist. Maybe not in this time, but in another one. So, gonna play us out by the band or whatever. But this is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Gonna play Sweet Sweet by the Smashing Pumpkins and The Thing by the Pixies. Enjoy. Thank you.
Sweet, 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 sweet love. solid.